Not every worker who had Labor Day off yesterday wanted it off. More than 1,200 unionized National Grid gas workers would have preferred being on the job. 3 months ago, after contract talks stalled, the utility locked them out. As WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports, the workers have been without paychecks and health insurance ever since.
Paul Baskowitz stands in front of his workplace. It's a Boston landmark.
If someone knows the area, where do you work? I work for the gas company. Oh, what? Oh, I work at the tank, the rainbow tank, right off the highway, and everybody knows what you're talking about.
The iconic multicolored tank off I-93 holds a third of a million barrels of liquid natural gas. Owned by National Grid, it's backup energy for power plants. Baskowitz is a 29-year veteran of the utility. For the past 8 years, he's been crew chief overseeing operation of the frozen fuel farm. Because of the responsibility and training, he's one of the most highly paid union workers. During bitter cold spells, he can work 12-hour shifts, 7 days a week. But he and his fellow union gas workers haven't worked in 11 weeks since National Grid locked them out, cutting pay and benefits.
You wouldn't believe the amount of stress it puts on. It affects everything else. It's not an easy thing when they cut your insurance. And my wife has cancer, yes. So we had to scramble to get her health insurance, and I just can't afford to pay the insurance myself.
Locked out gas workers are digging deep into life savings, and the two locals of the United Steelworkers Union have been tapping their strike and defense funds to help members in need. These are middle class workers. Many live paycheck to paycheck.
My name is Julie Bentivania, and I'm an emergency response unit out of Malden, and I save lives.
The National Grid workers have been receiving unemployment compensation since the lockout began. It was during a Boston Gas Company lockout in 1993 that the Massachusetts legislature passed a law enabling workers whose wages and benefits were cut off to immediately begin collecting unemployment. Julie Bentivania has 17 years with National Grid. She's getting $729 a week, almost the max.
I have a mortgage that's $2,300. I have taxes, insurance, and a water bill that's about $1,200. Besides my car payment, that's $400. I'm actually diabetic, so now the medications kick in, and it's $600 a month. So I don't have insurance, so that's exactly what I'm paying, $600 a month.
So you can't get MassHealth?
No, I can't, because I make too much on unemployment.
2 weeks prior to this whole thing, I was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in my bladder. So I had health insurance when I found out, and then I quickly didn't have health insurance when we got locked out, so it changed everything.
David Monahan has worked as a residential service tech for National Grid for 9 years. The union is paying his $2,500 a month health insurance premium. Monahan is the sole provider for his wife and 16-month-old daughter. They have another child on the way.
My family doesn't work for National Grid. I work for National Grid. You know, they did this to my family as a byproduct of doing this to me. So I try not to bring the stress home because, you know, with my wife being pregnant, the last thing she needs is added stress. You know, this isn't the type of thing where they tell you we're going to lock you out for 6 months and then you're going to come back to work. This is an open-ended thing. This could be a year. There's no timetable to this. Who knows how long this could go on?
The last time there was a lockout of gas workers in Boston was 1996. Monahan's father was a union member out of work for 6 months. The son recalls it was a painful time, and he takes the National Grid lockout personally.
We're the ones that answer the phone call in the middle of the night when they call because they need us to come in and do something, and we've always been there. So it's taking a good workforce and wrecking a lot of relationships for a lot of people.
National Grid did not want to comment for this story, but previously, company president Marcy Reed acknowledged the toll the lockout is having on human relations.
People have feelings. It'll be tough to get past it. And I'd be naive if I thought that all of those feelings are going to go away overnight. But working at National Grid, it's kind of like a family. And so it's in that spirit that we're going to bring them back.
The stalemate is over health care costs, retirement benefits for new workers, and the number of union inspectors on sites. National Grid is trying to wait out workers whose unemployment compensation ends in the dead of winter. That's precisely when the company will need its union workers the most to keep its customers warm. Union and utility negotiators will meet later today. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.